Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two of Old School. It's going to be a full night here on 93.7 The Ticket. Ticket weeknights. We got Sam Hoiberg up at 6 o'clock. His special guest tonight, assistant coach Nate Lenzer, will join him and break down the Huskers opening night and what's going on in the program. And then we will go to Kyle Perry from Husker Baseball. He'll take us through until 8. Lincoln Stars with Coach Rocky Russo. And then the timeless talks with the young men from Nebraska Track, Chris Ramsey and Nico Schultz, will take us through till 10 o'clock, and then we'll have the young people carry us through all the way until 11 o'clock here on 937 Ticket. So you can lock it in, do as you do, plug it in, leave it alone. Leave it alone. We'll be here all night. Simple biz. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
The Mercado, certified Piedmontese and special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. They have take-home meals, both, and they have street tacos, pasta, any type of meat, any cut of meat you want, seafood. They have their own spices, own seasoning, great appetizer menu, entrees, and dessert.
I have to read this. 402-464-5685. Sardar Heyman text on Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you guys want to add to the conversation, greatly appreciate you doing so. Hit us with a what's up, and we can have a conversation. Also, the Sardar Heyman live video stream where you can see what's going on in studio. Get to know us a little bit. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live from the text line, John and Cortland. And a couple of things. John, you need to tell me where you work, because you were telling me some details yesterday, but you didn't tell me where we could find said things that you were talking about. Jay and I, Nathan and I, we would like to know where that place is. So hit us up. But he texts us in, what's up, fellas? Great stuff right after I clear work. Love the space. Cut some rug with brick, barques, Daz band. Good days in the rear view. Jay, sir, thank you. Keeping it real. DP, again, Lincoln is better indeed with you in it. Appreciate time to drive. Tomorrow's a new day. John, be safe on the road, bro. Be safe at what you do. But you are, in fact, appreciate it. But I still want to know where you work, because you were telling me some stuff that I need to hear. He was talking about some good stuff.
There it is.
Yeah, so we need to do that. We have a clip. I happen to be on the field as the game ended, and walking towards the press conference, and you could see Mickey Joseph being engaged and celebrating, and his players celebrating, and the fans, you could hear the fans celebrating. And then right to the right, I could see a moment where Bill Bush was gathering steam. He just hugged Mickey Joseph, and he turned and his family ran towards him on the field.
Right.
And there was a hug that took place, and then there were people who were filming it. But he was asked about it today at the presser. Right. Nathan, if you would, please.
Really special moment after the game with your family on the field. What did that mean to you, just being around after a win and a
moment like that? Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I want to play this in, because here's – he was asked about the special moment and what this assistant coach and what this defensive coordinator showed us was authentic, genuine emotion.
Right.
And when you find out that the coaches on the staff where it means more than just football, that moment was more than the game. Jay, have you ever had a moment where you're walking off the field after a game and you just stopped? You just stopped where you were and you took it in?
Oh, I mean,
can you,
man,
think of one?
When you win a national championship, that's what you're doing. I mean, it's for me, you know, when 95, you know, obviously, you know, in my opinion, the greatest football team of all time, arguably, if you want, or, you know, obviously one of them. Win that, and then my dad happened to be down there on the field. I mean, that's a great moment of, you know, a lot of the hard work, a lot of the, you know, long, hard conversations. I mean, it's a multitude of things that mix into it. And especially when you, like, you know, when you say somebody, they care about it. A lot of, you know, you feel the pressure. You know, you just, you know, you think, you know you got a good game plan in there. You got to sit back and, you know, try to get kids to execute. You know, been, you know, he's from Nebraska. He's coached here before. He feels very passionate about the University of Nebraska, about Coach Osborne, you know about how he got it started in coaching. And then, I mean, so it's a multitude of emotions. And for his family to be there, they see it day in and day out. I mean, you got to think, he's a part of the coaching staff. And, you know, they're in the business with him, so they know, you know, look, if the head coach, you know, get fired, we'd never know. And then here he is, have to take on a big, you know, opportunity and situation, you know, that he didn't go into the season, think that he would ever, you know, be the defensive coordinator. And there's some other dynamics to
right?
it. So,
like a whole year's worth.
Right. I mean, it's all in the matter of like 10 days. He had to go recruit, you know, during the bye week. And then you got to – then while he's recruiting – you know, you got the black cloud, or you got rid of the head coach and the defensive coordinator. Here you are showing up, and he's an excellent recruiter. Then you got to drive all the way back, you know, probably see his family, you know, as much as he can, and then go back to work and get a game plan together into a high-pressure situation because everybody wants to see improvement. He wants to do well. I mean, so it's a big thing. I mean, but then also let you know it means a lot to him. And people don't understand, like, when people, like, care about what they're doing, you're going to get some adverse, you know, reaction from them if you really about what you do. If you really are passionate about who you are or what you feel about a certain, you know, in his case, coaching and stuff like that, that's the way it's going to be, and that's what you want. And so, you know, you got to be happy for him. I mean, look, he's happy in Nebraska one. You got to be happy for him. He's happy for the kids. You got to be happy for his family. They go through it together. Families, whether – and, you know, he's obviously got married and got kids, but whether you're extended family, they all go through it as a player and a coach with you. Every single play, they show up with the same hopes and anxiety as you do because they care about you. So it's a multitude of things, and you just saw it, you know, come to, head. But I will tell you one thing about, like, Mickey Whipple and, you know, Coach Bush and, If they're not anything, they at least they keep it real with you. They're honest. They let you know exactly where they stand and stuff like that, and they're not afraid to, which is good. They're transparent, you know, and they're not overly where they're going to expose themselves, but they're not going to sit up here and feed you a bunch of BS. What you see is what you get, and that's what players like. And for all you people out there that don't think that these day and age that these players don't want to be coached hard or told the truth, you are fooling yourself.
Right. It becomes a thing.
They are fooling yourself because
necessary.
Casey got up there and said he wants to be Coach Hart. There's no, like, if you think of all the players, right? They're great players in any sport. there's nobody that really got anywhere without being pushed. It's humanly impossible and have longevity. But and people mix hard. Here's the problem, but people will mix hard coaching with
abusive,
like right. Bobby Knight accidentally headbutting Calvert Chain. Right. Hey, right. That was the smoothest headbutt of all time. Yeah, he with them penny loafers, he slid down there. Boop, oh, my bad, man. Yeah. My head just hit yours. But yeah. Anyway, with like Coach McBride pushing us, or like, you know, or Mickey or something. I mean, that's coaching, man. That's no different than having a mentor, a business mentor, and he's like, that's not good enough. Write it again. Write your report again, or do the formula again. It's not right. You're better than this. What's the difference? And or if you're like got a sales manager and they're telling you need to work harder. That's all there is to it. And so you see a little bit of it. Now, granted, the world's problems aren't solved in Huskerland. It was a good victory. Mm-hmm. We got to focus on Rutgers and all that stuff. And it's all for nothing if you go out there and don't play well.
I want to give away some passes to the 63rd annual Pancake Festival, and I'm going to do it through trivia. So you can answer and respond on the text line if you want, 402-464-5685. The question is this, and I'll take the first two people. I'll give you a pair of tickets for the Pancake Festival on October 22nd. Here's the question. On Saturday night at Memorial Stadium, what player not only led the Huskers in tackles, but in tackles for loss as well? What player led the Huskers in tackles and tackles for loss? And
what do you think, Nate?
And Alexander the Great.
I'm not going to say it.
Alexander the Great is all over it. You are correct. We'll take one more.
Dang, he was quick with it.
Oh, he was on it. Like, he was looking in the, like, you know what? It must be the player or his dad. it is not Ty Roberts. It is not Luke Reimer. It is not Garrett Nelson.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Yeah, I led the team in tackles, total tackles, and tackles for loss. I want to say this. It was not O'Shawn. No, it was not O'Shawn.
It had been, though.
He had been going into the game, but this was just for Saturday.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. He had been pretty active. Big Slim, there you go, buddy. There you go. Isaac Gifford. Isaac Gifford with 5 total tackles and 2 tackles for loss. Good stuff. So
it was a good game for Giff. Last 2 games probably weren't his best effort, but then he bounced back. He's a tough kid, man. He's a competitor. He's a tough kid. You talk about Bill Bush, mm-hmm. Giff cares too.
Yeah.
He's a good athlete. Really cares about
Stepped up.
And made a big open field tackle. Wasn't the prettiest, but he got him down. That's the most important thing.
That was his best game by far.
Yeah.
Watching him step up to the space. Couple of numbers, Jay, that Anthony Grant is number six in the nation in rushing. Number six, third in the Big Ten. So the Big Ten's got a bunch. 600 yards, five touchdowns. He's third in the Big Ten. Of course, you know, Michigan's got a dude. And there are a lot of running backs.
Chase is one. You got to go to his head rack, though.
Michigan. Yeah, right?
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah. No.
Like, when you play against Chase Brown, we're going head-to-head.
Yeah, it's a thing, like, right? Yeah, to bring this in.
It's like that.
But for him to average 120 Nate, yards a game?
Nate, it's like that. Okay?
It's the battle. Like,
I'm going straight to your head. I'm trying to knock you smooth out, Nate. Believe that.
Intensity.
Same space, Trey Palmer. With 36 catches, 480 yards, two TDs, is 10th in the nation and also 3rd in the Big Ten. It's really nice to see Huskers up on the list, man.
It's
really good.
Well, it's good. You know what is good is it's forget where they're ranked because it all kind of will handle itself. What's really, really good is to see the consistency. Every week, them two have answered the bell.
Four 100-plus yard games.
But I'm just saying, every week, those dudes have answered the bell. So you're talking about setting the tone, right, and building culture, talking about work ethic. Well, the best way that you can lead is by being consistent. You don't have to be a captain to be a leader. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They have enough, I guess, sweat equity or, you know, obviously production. If they say something, there's got to be like E.F. Hutton. Everybody's got to listen.
It's good – in this space, because it shows production.
Yeah,
production leads to winning. That the two, one has to happen first. But I'll ask you about the group that is in question. How do you think the big guys line up across starting five Friday night? Do you like this group? Like, for 52 rushes on a Saturday night. Rutgers is a physical defense. They're top 20 in almost every category. So even after the Ohio State beatdown, their numbers still rate. The offensive line for the Huskers Friday night will dictate how this thing plays out.
Yeah, they gotta come out and set the tempo. So it doesn't really matter what five goes out there. They have got to play well. They have got to play consistently for four quarters, and that doesn't mean – you know, Rutgers is going to play hard. They're going to be schemed up enough where you're not going to just roll out there and dominate them. But you can beat them.
You've never lost to them. Nebraska's again, never not, lost not, to Rutgers.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have got to – I mean, football is about winning a lot of one-on-one battles, but then it's also not losing and beating yourself. Meaning, if me and you have to, you know, double team up to Nate, or we got a double team at Nate, that doesn't mean that DP just runs off and then Nate goes in and makes a tackle for loss and everybody's looking at me and saying I'm the worst guard ever. Well, you left me out to dry. It's teamwork. So I think if they could, you know, continue – I mean, and at times they've, you know, looked pretty decent, you know, but they just need to be a little bit more consistent. Like I said, I like seeing Anthony in there. I like Banks coming in as a relief pitcher.
What did you see with Brent Banks? Wasn't that –
That's the great thing. I didn't see anything.
Right,
I think it was good for him to come in and answer the bell. Odd situation, you know. Turner got ejected, and he played well. He wasn't a detriment to the team, and that's a good reflection on him as a player and a person to be ready. I mean, you could very easily like he could have just showed up and was like, all right, man, I ain't been starting all season. Do I even really need to study or know my stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They got me playing. They even probably threw him in at center at one time. Who knows?
But guard.
He's played every position. He has already built an excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm confused by over abundance of football position. But he went in there and executed. And that's a reflection of him. It's a reflection of Coach Donnie as well. That when he said he's going to make sure that he's trying to get 8 to 10 guys ready, well, that's it. Because you had two extra guys that played, and then you got Piper in there starting because Williams is out.
Mm-hmm.
There
Hunter,
you go.
Hunter Anthony got 40 snaps.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's – hey, look, right now it's the – you play as well as – or you play as much as, you know, you're playing well. And, you know, some guys have been struggling, you know, for quite some time. So that's how you get Hunter Anthony in there.
I mean, are we not giving Coach Raiola enough credit for getting – for piecing that unit together and getting the productivity, right?
Probably not, because the flashy and sexy positions are the wide receiver, running back, and quarterback. That's what kind of, you know, sells tickets, mm-hmm. right? That's what everybody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting because there was not a step down. And when they needed to finish, I mean, we're talking about –
Well, if you watch him on the sideline, he's coaching too. I mean, these dudes are in it,
right?
I mean, and this is all across the coaching staff, from all of them, offense and defense. If these guys really didn't take coaching seriously, they could shut down on the kids. They could stop working or get expecting these. You know what I mean? They could just kind of do the minimal as least amount as possible. Well, they don't. They're doing it, and they're working hard. Mickey's demanding it, but they're doing it and wanting to do it. You're seeing it, like, in increments at positions that were literally, like, DEFCON 1 as far as, like, the inability to be an effective part of the team. I mean, you could say with the same cast of characters besides Cam Jurgens, which if Cam Jurgens were here, that obviously a lot of problems would be solved, but he's not. The offensive line as a unit is probably a little bit better than it was last year.
Yeah.
It's significantly, and not so significant that it's like Ohio State level, but this offensive line is better than it was last year. And you know, so that's Coach Raiola and the kids too. I mean, don't think that, you know, I mean, everybody thinks like, oh, we got to get a coach. You get a coach and all of a sudden you're going to get guys that can't play dead to play. So, you know, the kids have got to want to get coached. They got to accept the coaching, continue to accept the coaching, raise the standard, try to meet the standard, and continue to get better. It's a relationship. That's coaching. It's a relationship business.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you got to be all like buddy-buddy or hunky-dory either. That's the way it is. I mean, it's just like parenting. Like, you know, you ain't here to be best friends with your kids. You're here to be their parent. We can be best friends later when we got when you got grandkids, and I can
break all the rules,
you know, or something. That's what my dad be doing, man. You know, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, I think it's a people business, and the guys that can push the players and the players that want to be coached generally see some improvement. And you know, look, again, last week was good. Don't mean anything if you don't do it. It's no different than
what do you do after success?
Well, San Francisco last night, Kyle Shanahan. Said, hey, you know, this feels real good because of what happened last week. Well, Indiana felt real good after what happened against Oklahoma. You get embarrassed on national TV, right? It feels real good after 2 weeks. Well, it doesn't mean anything if you don't go handle your business out there in Rutgers. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Well, then let's go handle our business.
It's a great setup. Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Big Slim's been waiting. Big Slim, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you doing tonight?
What's happening?
So – One of the best things that I've seen on Saturday happened at the end of the game. A lot of good things Saturday. Very good game, and they deserved it. They earned it. But victory formation, every one of those linemen drove off the ball, pushed their guy back 4 or 5 yards, and then stopped. That tells me that they're going to go hard. They've beat you for 60 minutes, and they're not stopping until it's over with. And I don't know where that mentality changed, but you didn't see that a few weeks ago. Yeah. And that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does. Big Slim, appreciate you, brother, man. We'll see you when you stop by the station.
You saw Hunter Anthony there on the goal line, that goal line play, you know, really trying to finish. And I like that. You know?
Greatest play in all of sports, victory formation.
If you can't get victory formation right. Has there ever been a team that just lined up wrong in victory formation?
Oh, yeah. The Giants, when they fumbled and Herm Edwards picked up the –
That is right.
Yeah. Instead of just taking a knee, Joe Pisarcik handed it off, and they fumbled it. Herm Edwards picked it up and ran it in for touchdown, sent the Eagles to the playoffs. Giants sent him home. Just
doing the Giants.
Oh, you're doing too much.
Just being a Giant.
You're doing too much. We'll throw the break more. We'll talk about Rutgers because they've got some numbers. We'll get Coach Foreman's defensive mindset, what it takes to make a defense physical. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.